N0TR, KN4RJN. Is that anybody in there, Tom?
KN4JR. Mr. Doll, John. Good evening, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You got quite a bit of static on your end. Is that you or the repeater? Turn my volume up on my headset so I could hear you a little bit better, but yeah, the static went with it, so it's pretty poppy and crackly in there. But when the repeater identifies itself with CW, there's no static at all, so I don't completely understand that.
No, what frequency you listen to? Listening to that there's some CW on. I just turned mine on. Come down from the rain locker there and just got settled down and turned on the red lights here and got the TV controls here, but I haven't turned it on yet. I've been watching the more important modern shows, Gunsmoke, and then the second hour I was watching Gunsmoke. So I got it well under control.
This is KN4RJ and Roger that. Yeah, I remember watching Gunsmoke a long time ago when I was a kid, but that's still a good show. Anyway, the static seems to be, I guess the thing's warming up. The static seems to be dropping off just a little bit there. But when it comes on and identifies itself, there's no static. So I don't know what's going on.
John, you were 99% full quieting then. So you see, Mr. Patrick's right on the stick. And we'll have to put a star on the wall for him. Sounds great.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, your static has dropped off considerably. There's just a minor little pop in the background here, so I guess that's it. It's just got to warm up and figure out what it's doing. But anyway, otherwise, Tom, how you doing there, buddy?
Tablet over here. I was going to let you show me your knowledge. I know you know the solar system a million times better than me. But I worked one on CW, means you mentioned it last night. It was a 3 Delta Alpha ODL. I don't think that's a zero. It was a German guy, Delta Lima 7 Oscar Fox, and they were in, now get this, ESWANTINI, Eswatini. Tell me where that's at, John.
Say that again, Tom.
Giving you time to ask Siri now, see? I know how this modern society works. It's Eswatini, ESWANTINI.
I copy Echo Sierra Whiskey Alpha Tango India. Is that what you said?
Echo Sierra Whiskey Alpha November Tango India, November India.
Roger, was that a I hate to ask, was that supposedly a constellation or a star or a foreign country or what was that?
It's on a different continent. Now can you tell me where it's at without Googling it?
This is KN4RJ. If I were taking a wild guess, I'd say it was somewhere on the African continent, but that's just a wild guess.
That's a good guess, John. It I had worked at one other time with a different group, but would you recognize the name Swaziland?
This is KN4RJN. You got me, so I can't remember my call sign. Yes, Swaziland is on the African continent. I couldn't tell you exactly where, but I believe it's south and maybe east.
Well, I never use reading glasses, but it's so dang tiny. I got a look here, and I had to think about that last night. If you look at South Africa, which we all know is ZS6, it's right down there by Durban, and it's right down there by Lesotho. And it's a little country there just above Lesotho and below Mozambique, and it used to be Swaziland. But for some reason, they renamed it to the Kingdom of Eswatini. And so I guess it counts nowadays with Logbook of the World. But I thought it was fun. I was going to tell Shane, but he was right down there 14022, so I think that's just about 3 kc's below where the general class starts. I'm not sure of that, but in that general area. But I thought that was kind of cool.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, over the years, several countries in, on the African continent have changed names depending on who's in power at the time. So that doesn't necessarily surprise me. But, yeah, I am familiar with Swaziland. Eswatini or whatever it is, I had not heard before. But, hey, I don't spend a lot of time in Africa, so that's to be understood.
I had worked it once before, but and I knew it had been renamed because I had it on my world atlas here that I've had for 30 years or so from ARRL. That's sure a handy thing. I think I gave the other one to Bob up there in D7J years ago. But I still have it. It's a little tattered and torn, but it tells you the call signs for the area. I used to know those a lot better than I do now, but I think that's got to do with that rare disease, that HE alpha contagious and COVID, John.
You cut out there for a minute, Tom. I'm on EchoLink, so it's kind of freaky anyway. But, well, listen, we got about, 5 minutes to net, so I'm going to back on out of here. Hey, you tell Bernice I said hi. I finally got scheduled for my surgery November, I think it was the 14th or the 19th or something like that, to get my other hip replaced. So tell Bernice I said hi, and and hopefully I'll be able to walk by Christmas, I hope.
And you're a lucky dog, I'll tell you. Hers is clear up in late January. And she came out there with me today, and we had some bald spots on the lawn. We have fescue. And so I went out and aerated them a couple of days ago, and then it rained about a quarter inch. So we went out and spread the seed, and she helped me with that. And I didn't believe she'd be able to do that, and we got her on. At least the bald spots weren't on my head, so that's a plus. And then I did my normal routine with the chickens today. Then I took I got a thing that picks up leaves, and you pull it behind the tractor instead of one of those that attaches to the lawn tractor. Works like a champ. This is only the second time I've used it, really. It really picks those leaves up really good and fast. And then you just go down and pull a rope, and it dumps them out. John, good to hear you tonight. I wish I had more time. I'll try to get down here a little earlier, and you can tell me about the celestial things. Take care, John. KN4RJN in 0TR 73.
Roger that, Tom. Well, I hate it that she has to wait that long, but, yeah, that's I just hate that. But you tell her I said hi. I'm going back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear.
To tell you, John, we wish you good luck on that, my friend. And it's a good surgery anymore, and thank God they got it. But all the luck in the world to you, and maybe they'll give us more time to talk on here. I'll give you my phone number sometime. You can text me when you get on here, or even on HF, whenever you want it. Take care, John. KN4RGN and Gerald T.R. Clear.
Roger that, buddy. You take care. Clear.
CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, my name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Victor is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. After any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net, if so, call KO4JKV or Net Control. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChu portion. Tonight, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then Echolink, before we move to the RF section. With the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome W2AMD, Drew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and 4IEI, Isla Traveler's Rest, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. Welcome KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. KQ4MSD, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KB2BYQ, that is Dave in Easley. And last for the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KG4WNP, that's Landon in Greenville. All right, that's it for the pre-net check-ins. Let's check our Echolink stations. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I will hang around.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit. And I have you down for some comments, John. Looking forward to it. And that's all we have for Echolink right now. So let's go to the radio portion of the net. And tonight being Monday, it is Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. No home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
KV. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I will be negative negative tonight. Good to hear you, Duncan. KV. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville and route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And then KC4EZN. That's Harry in Candler. And then KO4GUN Nelson mobile down there between Greenville heading to Spartanburg. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, call KO4JKV. So we have for Echo through Hotel, so let's move down the alphabet to India through Lima. I through L, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. So it's 73 for each one of you.
JKV. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, that's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JKV. Please check in Whiskey 4. India, Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher. We have no traffic, no comment.
Go for JKV and the Blue Ridge to Meternet. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, and then KE6KEN, that's Ken in Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And every Sunday night, Sid hosts the net. It's 8 p.m. Every Sunday at 8 p.m. That's the Bear Walla Mountain Repeater in Henderson County, North Carolina. And that's, again, Sunday at 8 p.m. And that frequency is 146640 with a tone of 91.5. And if you get there an hour early, every Sunday at 7 p.m., operator, his name is Zach, hosts a slow scan TV net that's open to anybody licensed to operate on the frequency. If you're not familiar with slow scan TV, that's where you can send images through an app on your phone and your HT. So again, that is Sunday night at 7 for the slow scan TV, and then since that is Sunday at 8. So thanks for checking in. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV. JKV and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I heard a station trying to get in there. I just heard some very low audio covered with a bunch of static, but I think there's a lot of static on the repeater. It's kind of been that way all day. So we'll try you again here in a second. Maybe adjust your gain there. I didn't get any part of the call sign. So let's just give a call again. Mike through Papa. Call KO4JKV.
Duncan, please, you for Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, both in Piedmont, both be negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's West Schultz, and she'll be negative. And negative.
JKV. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net. 73 to you and all the net. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Lorena, KK4ONO. And she brings along Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And via telephone relay, we'd like to check in Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in Ware Shoals. And we'd like to welcome Matt, in Western Greenville County. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Tensville. I'll be negative and negative.
In and out, Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot, that's KM4NAF, the name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KO4 PXB. That is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4NAF. That is Rock in Gaffney. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV. That is good for Mike through Papa, so let's move on to Quebec through Tango. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters Q through T, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm on my way home from Moore to Duncan. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
KO4JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor. That's KQ4QHZ. This is Nick. I'm over in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome WU2T. That's Rusty. He's mobile down there from Moore heading on to Duncan. Next, we'd like to welcome N0TR. That is Tom in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That is Chris in Liberty. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4QHV. That is Nick in Pendleton. Thanks for checking in, everybody. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. To the end of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KO4JKV.
Papa Lima Tango, KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Givey. Good evening. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KQ4BXD. This is Matthew at Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KC4PLT. That is Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XB, Tommy. And he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD, down there in Southern Greenville County. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4VEZ. That is Matthew in Lake Hartwell. Thanks for making the trip from the lake, and I hope you're doing well. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV. That brings us to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, D through G. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now let's open it up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KB. KB1BNT. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango. James Taylor's negative and negative.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Eddie Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
JKV. Thanks for calling the net site. Please check in M4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, portable in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KB1BNT. That is James and Taylor's. Next, we'd like to welcome N4EDW. That's Ed in Brevard. And then N4ZLK, that is Shane Mobile down in Cleveland. any of the stations all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. Tonight we have one and one only on the stump, and that's our friend KN4RJN. How are you doing tonight, John? Call KO4JKV.
I'm going to get my mic down here. KO4JKV. This is KN4RJN. Sorry about that. How you doing, Duncan? You staying out of trouble?
JN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yes, I am staying out of trouble. No big news. I guess we're just trying to get things back to normal up here. But I guess the big news of the weekend was I picked up a new 2-meter, well, it's like a tri-bander, HT. And so I've been playing with that. As soon as I get off the net, I'm going to keep playing with it. And I picked up the Isu VX6R, and I can't say enough about it. So that's what's in new in my world. How about you?
This is KN4RJN. Well, despite miscommunications between various and sundry doctor's offices, I finally got my surgery scheduled for November to get my other hip replaced. So I'm looking forward to that, so that I can actually, you know, walk without a limp and walk further than 20 yards without pain. So I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, let me tell you what's going on in the skies here. Give me just a second. This is KN4RJN. Well, the sun's been kicking up its heels again, and over the next 3 days, we've got about a 75% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. And it's probably going to be noisy all the rest of the week. And if you're flying on an airplane, solar radiation is going to be an issue. If you're flying especially near the poles, there's of an S1 or greater solar radiation storm. Today we had a 99% chance. Tomorrow's a 75% chance. And it'll drop off on the 30th at about a 40% chance. So don't take any trips towards the poles for the next couple, 3 days if you can avoid it. Meteor showers, of course, the Orinids peaked on October 21st, but they're still active up to about November 7th. And as we're approaching a new moon, that might help a little bit. They're fairly bright and they're fairly fast. You might be able to catch a few. Go out any time after it gets dark, close to midnight, maybe, and see what you can spot. The next one coming up in November, of course, is the Leonids coming out of Leo, and that will peak on November 18th. The moon will be waning gibbous, and it is going to probably get right in our way. Your best shot about 1 a.m., well, let's see, you need to go out about around 4 or 5 a.m. before the radiant rises and the moon is setting. And it's got a zenith hourly rate of about 15, so the moon's going to get in the way there for a while. The full moon occurs on the 15th, so it'll still be about 97% illuminated when the when the meteor shower peaks. But around 4 or 5 a.m., let's see, we're looking for Leo, so we're going to look kind of towards the east, southeast, and you might get a chance of spotting one or two. They're fairly bright, they are fast, so keep your eyes peeled. Other than that, if you go out this evening, and if you have clear skies, which I do not, let's see, Saturn is up in the south, almost dead south right now, bright thing in the sky. If you got a decent pair of binoculars or a telescope, you can probably see the rings. If it's clear on Halloween night, I'm going to get my telescope out and put it out for the kids to look at the rings of Saturn, if the skies are clear, and right now that's not looking all that good. So, other than that, Duncan, what else is going on in your world?
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV. Let's see. Really nothing else. I'm just preparing for the colder temperatures. The leaves up here are fantastic. Haven't really been much out of Asheville, but I did on Sunday. I met a friend in Waynesville for lunch, and so I drove I-40 up to Waynesville and checked out the leaves, and yeah, it's really nice, and that's about it. And I was, I heard you mention before earlier, talking to Tom, about you got your hip surgery down, one coming, so that's good that you're getting that squared away, and hope that gets you moving around, so that's great news. And, I have another question. Let me let this drop for a second. To make small talk, trying to see between now and the end of the year, what do you think might be the biggest event we could look forward to in the skies?
This is KN4RJN. Well, in December, we have the Geminids, which will peak, December 13th, and sadly, there is a full moon on that night. However, the zenith hourly rate of that thing is 150. Normally, it's, the highlight of the astronomical year, but we got a full moon in our way. However, they are very bright, and they are of medium speed. So we might be able to see something there. Again, that peaks on the 13th. Should be able to spot at least a few on the evening of the 13th. You also might go out on the wee hours of before dawn on the 14th when the moon is low in the west, and you might be able to, catch a few more. So that's the big thing coming up, I guess, from now to the end of the year. Back to you, sir.
Sounds good. And it's definitely something to look forward to. And, I was going to – I'll save the next question for at the end of the year. I was going to ask what might be the best astronomy event in 2025 to look forward to, but I don't want you to spoil it already. But other than that, do you, from now to the end of the year, do you have any trips planned? I guess when is your surgery? Are you going to try to do something before then or anything like that? Over.
This is KN4 again. Yeah, the surgery's in about 3 weeks. I don't have anything planned before that, and I definitely don't have anything planned after. Other than the fact that Thanksgiving, I'm trying to help, get things in and out of the oven, stir pots, wash dishes, get the table set, try to help out and whatnot. That ain't happening this year. I'll probably be a little bit immobile during that period of time. It'll take me, last one took me between 6 and 9 months before I was walking, normally. So it's going to be summertime before I'm actually able to get out and walk around the neighborhood and walk without pain. So it's like, and walk further than 20 yards without it hurting. So it's going to be a little while before that takes care. But, after the last one, once I got past the recovery stage, then, my hip didn't bother me at all. And I could, I could walk like I was 20 years old again. So it's like, fast, easy, long distance. So, that's about it. So once we get this other one taken care of, then some other body part will fall apart. So that's one of the joys of getting older. Anyway, Duncan, I'll send it back to you. And unless you got anything else, I'll back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge Zoom Internet. Well, that sounds good, and I'm glad you got that scheduled, and I'm glad you got a place to recover, and you have a great hobby, well, a couple great hobbies that you're not going to miss out on too much, the telescope and the radio, so they're definitely going to be your friend. But good talking to you, John, and we'll see you next week, next Monday. We'll check in with you again. So 732KN4RJN. Let's see if there's any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
And if you would, please.
Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf, David in East Lee, South Carolina. Again, KM4. GZG, David Easley, and I'm going to be in and out tonight, and thank you for running the net tonight, sir.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome W4DJW. That's our net control manager, Dave Van Greer. And then we'd like to, well, and there's a big double going on, and Dave won, but I think I know who the other person was. We'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. And if there was somebody else that got stepped on there, feel free to check in. But thanks, everybody, for checking in. I would also like to welcome KM4GZG, that is David in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. Anybody for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, KN4RJN, please check your text.
4JKV, that last station, you're a little below the noise. If you could come back with your call, name, and location.
KO4JKV, KN4RJN, please check your text.
Hear me okay. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, K4OW, and Richard, and Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Sound like it might have been John trying to get a hold of you.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge Community Net. We'd like to welcome KN4ROW, that is Richard, down there in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight. And yeah, I heard, John, I heard you coming back, and it looks like you said check your text, like a text message. I couldn't make it out.
Roger that. I ask you to ask Tom in 0TR to stay on after the net, if you would, please.
QSL. Tom, if you're listening, N0TR, N0TR, Tom, don't go nowhere, because John wants to holler at you. Let's see, anybody else all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
KKV. Second in the net, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Oh, David. Nick Troll.
For W, this is KO4JKV. Go ahead.
To make sure you have my call sign right, it's Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. No N in there.
That. I may have read it back wrong. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey. Richard, thanks for coming back. I got you in the log, and I hope you have a good evening. And then next we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary by K3JOY. Hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. There. Tomorrow night, your net controller is Ariel. His call sign is NY4G, and he would appreciate it if you checked in with him. We're here every night at 9 p.m., so we'd love for you to be regulars. So stand by for my net report. 4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2 internet with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
N0TR, KN4RJN, you still on, Tom? N0TR, this is KN4RJN. Tom, you still there? KN4RJN, clear.